Let us pray. Almighty Father, who inspired Simon Peter, first among the apostles, to confess Jesus as Messiah and Son of the living God, keep your church steadfast upon the rock of this faith, so that in unity and peace we may proclaim the one truth and follow the one Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Would you please be seated for the proclamation of God's word?
A reading from the book of Acts. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who was sick, and are asked how this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved." Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and realized that they were uneducated and ordinary men, they were amazed and recognized them as companions of Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from 1 Peter.
Now, as an elder myself and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as one who shares in the glory to be revealed, I exhort the elders among you to tend the flock of God that is in your charge, exercising the oversight not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you do it, not for sordid gain, but eagerly. Do not lord it over those in your charge, but be examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will win the crown of glory that never fades away. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the kingdom, the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." The Gospel of Christ.
Day in the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Well, I'd like to begin this afternoon by considering a question. What sort of priest does the church want today? As a professor of evangelism at Wycliffe College, I'd like a priest that can inspire and equip Christians to share their faith. Someone good at teaching and preaching. Any church wardens here tonight, or previous church wardens? See a few hands. I imagine you'd like someone with a vision for what it means to be a healthy church and a few ideas on how to cultivate such a thing, someone good at leading. What about church treasurers? Anybody here that handles the budget of the church? Yeah. I imagine you'd like someone to share the burden of balancing the budget in these days and inspire people to give sacrificially. Someone good with money. What about the nursery workers or the Sunday school teachers or the youth leaders? Any of those present this afternoon? A few. Perhaps you're hoping for someone who will really be able to attract young families and also appreciate those working in these often underappreciated ministries. Someone good with kids and volunteers. Then there may be someone tonight dealing with some very real pain. A son or daughter who's gone off the rails, a scary diagnosis, a marriage in trouble, a secret addiction, a long covered up wrong. At times like these, we want someone to help us make sense of the suffering and brokenness and offer comfort and hope. Someone good at listening and praying with people. Now, as good as all of these desires are for a priest in our day, the question of what we want in a priest, I think, is the wrong place to start. A better question is, what sort of priest do the scriptures reveal God wants? Well, this week, during which we remember the confession of St. Peter, we are given some of the most remarkable scripture passages for an ordination. They offer fertile ground to explore this very question: what kind of priest did God want when he called Peter into leadership of his church? First, let's consider this person, Peter. You know, as we read through the Gospels, he seems in many ways an unlikely candidate for the job. Frankly, he doesn't sound much like a priest. Often impulsive, telling Jesus off when he starts speaking about his impending crucifixion. A bit of a control freak, suggesting that three enclosures be built at the Transfiguration. Sometimes hot-headed and even at times violent, slicing off a man's ear on one occasion. And of course, then there's that bit about Peter being a documented coward, denying Jesus just when he needed him most. Clearly, Peter was a very long way from being perfect. But what did Peter have going for him? In short, I believe tonight's scriptures show that Peter was gripped by a truth about Jesus, a truth about people, a truth about himself. First and most importantly, Peter was gripped by a truth about Christ. When someone asked him, in fact, it was Jesus, "Who do people say I am?" And then, "Who do you say I am?" He didn't mince words. Peter said plainly, "The Messiah, Son of the living God." When hauled up before the high priest, elders and teachers of the law, that's our reading from Acts today, he was told to explain the healing of this crippled man who had been that way from birth. Peter said, "It is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that this man stands before you healed." And then he capped it off with an audacious statement about the uniqueness of Christ. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name given by which we must be saved, he said. You know, in our post-Christendom context, we had all better be offering something more substantive, more shocking, more life-giving than therapeutic moralism. If we ever needed priests gripped by who Jesus is and bold enough to preach and teach about that, this is the time. But secondly, Peter was gripped by a truth about people. He saw and addressed our brokenness and our mission. He boldly called out those in Jerusalem complicit in the crucifixion. He confronted Ananias and Sapphira when they denied lying to the church. He chastised false teachers within the church who were denying the sovereignty of God. And on a positive note, Peter placed mission at the very heart of the church's calling when he said, "For we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. If only our churches were full of people who lived that way." Well, this is actually one of the most challenging roles for priests, but it remains a necessary one. They need to be gripped by and speak the truth about people, both the society at large and their own congregations. But finally, and of course all these three things are linked, Peter was gripped by the truth about himself. Do you remember on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, having caught the first glimpse of the power of Jesus, Peter fell to his knees and he said, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." After first telling Jesus that he would never accept being washed by him, Peter then backpedaled fast and asked Jesus to wash his whole body. Peter was a person who, while often acting too quickly, was also quick to recognize his mistakes. He readily admitted his frailties, but he was also able to accept God's forgiveness. Both of these remain important in the life of every priest. You know, in his final years, in this letter of Peter that we heard read, Peter wrote about the need for shepherds of God's flock to be examples to the flock. A priest can only be an example in the Christian sense of the word if they can admit their own failings and also be ready to accept that they are forgiven. That second bit is often the hardest part for clergy. They proclaim forgiveness to others, but often have a hard time receiving it themselves. A good priest is one who remembers that the confession and absolution are as important for themselves as anybody else. And when they share what God is doing in their own life, their congregation will be helped to see where God is at work in their lives as well. You know, when Jesus talked to people, his most common opening statement was, "I tell you the truth." Even though we live in an age that says truth is relative, truth was and still is very important to Jesus. It has the power to change lives and so to change the world. For the person who believes they're worthless, for the person who believes they're entitled, for the person who's given up hope, for the person who has given up on help. the truth of the agency and the power and the love and the holiness of God made known to us in Christ Jesus still sets people free. Jesus is the great shepherd of the sheep, who is also the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning of all beginnings and the end of all ends. And in this week of Christian unity, it is in him that our unity is grounded. Sean has been blessed with many gifts for ministry, abundant life experience, strengths in preaching and teaching, gifts of discernment and wisdom, a solid community of friends that support and sometimes correct, and an amazing family that have walked this journey of discernment with him, helping him along the way in that discernment. As Sean offers the church the many gifts that God has given him, and as he does so alongside this congregation and other churches that he may serve, my prayer is that he and those congregations that he shepherds will discover and be gripped by and boldly speak the truth that has the power to set people free. Amen.
Let us confess our faith as we say, we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The congregation, please be seated. You might wait.
To be ordained a priest in Christ's Holy Catholic Church.
has he been selected in accordance with the canons and customs of this church? And do you believe his manner of life to be suitable to the exercise of this ministry?
We certify to you that he has been duly selected, and we believe him to be qualified for this order.
Sean, will you be loyal to the doctrine, discipline, and worship of Christ as this church has received them? And will you, in accordance with the canons of this church, obey your bishop and other ministers who may have authority over you and your work?
I am willing and ready to do so. And I solemnly declare that I do believe the Holy Scriptures of the Old and New Testaments to be the Word of God and to contain all things necessary to salvation. And I do solemnly promise to conform to the doctrine, discipline, and worship of the Anglican Church of Canada.
Thank you. You're signed. Would you please stand? Dear friends in Christ, you know the importance of this ministry and the weight of your responsibility in presenting Sean for ordination to the sacred priesthood. Therefore, if any of you know any impediment or crime for which we should not proceed, come forward now and make it known. Is it your will that Sean be ordained a priest?
It is.
Will you uphold him in this ministry?
We will.
The congregation, please once again be seated. Sean, the church is the family of God, the body of Christ, and the temple of the Holy Spirit. All baptized people are called to make Christ known as Savior and Lord, and to share in the renewing of his world. Now you are called to work as a pastor, priest, and teacher, together with your bishop and fellow presbyters, and to take your share in the councils of the church. As a priest, it will be your task to proclaim by word and deed the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to fashion your life in accordance with its precepts. You are to love and serve the people among whom you work, caring alike for young and old, strong and weak, rich and poor. You are to preach, to declare God's forgiveness to penitent sinners, to pronounce God's blessing, to preside at the administration of holy baptism, and at the celebration of the mysteries of Christ's body and blood, and to perform the other ministrations entrusted to you. In all that you do, you are to nourish Christ's people from the riches of his grace and strengthen them to glorify God in this life and in the life to come. Sean, do you believe that you are truly called by God and his church to this priesthood?
I believe I am so called.
Do you now, in the presence of the church, commit yourself to this trust and responsibility?
I do.
Will you respect and be guided by the pastoral direction and leadership of your bishop?
I will.
Will you be diligent in the reading and study of the Holy Scriptures and in seeking the knowledge of such things as may make you a stronger and more able minister of Christ?
I will.
Will you endeavor so to minister the Word of God and the sacraments of the new covenant, that the reconciling love of Christ may be known and received?
I will.
Will you undertake to be a faithful pastor to all whom you are called to serve, laboring together with them and with your fellow ministers to build up the family of God.
I will.
Will you do your best to pattern your life and that of your family in accordance with the teachings of Christ, so that you may be a wholesome example to your people?
I will.
Will you persevere in prayer, both in public and in private, asking God's grace both for yourself and for others, and offering all your labors to God through the mediation of Jesus Christ and in the sanctification of the Holy Spirit?
I will.
May the Lord, who has given you the will to do these things, give you also the grace and power to perform them.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Lord, hear our prayer.
Almighty and eternal God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, mercifully accept the prayers of your people and strengthen us to do your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Come, Holy Ghost, our souls inspire.
And lighten with celestial fire, the anointing spirit of, who dost thy sevenfold gifts impart, thy blessed unction from comfort, life, and fire of love, enable with perpetual light the dullness of our mortal sight. Teach us to know the Father, Son, and thee of both to be but one, that through the ages all along this may be our endless song. Praise to thine eternal Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
We praise and glorify you, Almighty Father, because you have formed throughout the world a holy people for your own possession, a royal priesthood, a universal church. We praise and glorify you because you have given us your only Son, Jesus Christ, to be the apostle and high priest of our faith and the shepherd of our souls. We praise and glorify you that by his death he has overcome death, and that having ascended into heaven, he has given his gifts abundantly to your people, making some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip them for the work of ministry and to build up his body. And now we give you thanks that you have called this your servant to share this ministry entrusted to your church. Send down your Holy Spirit upon your servant Sean, whom we consecrate in your name to the office and work of a priest in the church. Oh, Almighty Father, give to this your servant grace and power to fulfill his ministry among the people committed to his charge, to watch over them and care for them, to absolve and bless them in your name, and to proclaim the gospel of your salvation. Set him among your people to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable in your sight. And as you have called him to your service, make him, by the gift of your Holy Spirit, worthy of his calling. Give him wisdom and discipline to work faithfully with all his fellow servants in Christ, that the world may come to know your glory and your love. Accept our prayers, most merciful Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and your Holy Spirit belong glory and honor, worship and praise, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Sean, receive this Bible and this chalice and paten as signs of the authority given you to preach the Word of God and to administer his holy sacraments. Do not forget the trust committed to you as a priest of the Church of God. Congregation, please stand. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my great joy and privilege to present to you Sean Davidson, a priest in the Church of God. Also with you. The peace of Christ. Peace.
God's peace be with you.
Congratulations. My friend, the peace of Christ.
Well done. Oh my, that was lovely. Well
God's peace be with you. Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you. You can put it back in the corner. Thank you. God's peace be with you. Philip, God's peace be with you. Judy, peace be with you. Thank you for your homily. It was lovely. Good, solid, biblical preaching. Tay, the peace of Christ. Peace. Jeanette, God's peace be with you.
Peace,
yeah.
Hug?
Yeah.
Peace. Tony, the peace of Christ.
Thank you.
Michael, the peace of Christ.
God's peace be with you.
Thank you, and also with you. God's peace be with you. Shelley, God's peace be with you. Can I give you a hug?
Yes, you may.
Thank you.
Peace be with you, my brother.
Adrian, God's peace be with you.
And also with you.
Nick, God's peace be with you. Thank you. God's peace be with you. Also with you. God's peace be with you. Joyce, God's peace be with you. God's peace be with you. Peace, Kirk.
Peace.
God's peace be with you. Peace be with you. Thank you.
God's peace. The peace of the Lord be with you. God's peace. Living God, accept the offering of your holy church. As Peter confessed Jesus, the Messiah and your Son, give us courage to follow him the Lord who reigns with you forever. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. Because in the fellowship of your saints, you have given us a glorious pledge of the hope of our calling. Therefore, we join our voices with theirs as earth and heaven unite to proclaim the glory of your name. Give thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command. We remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory. And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. I am the bread of life, says the Lord. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they who trust in him. On the body of Christ given for you. Amen. Philip, the body of Christ given for you.
Traveling over rocky ground, we've been traveling over rocky ground, we've been traveling over rocky ground, we've been traveling over rocky ground,
rise up, shepherd, rise up. Your flock has roamed far from the hills. The stars have faded, the sky is still. The angels are shouting, glory, hallelujah.
We've been traveling over rocky ground, we've been traveling over rocky ground.
40 days and nights of rain have washed this land. Jesus said the money changers in this temple will not stand. Find your flock, get them to higher ground. Flood waters rising in where Canaan bound. To your flock, or they will stray. Oh, we call for our service on Judgment Day. Before we cross that river wide, blood on our hands will come back on us twice. Shepherd, rise up. Your flock has grown far from the hills. The stars have faded, the sky is still. The sun's in the heavens and the new day's rising. There's a new
You to sing this song along with us. As you can tell, there's three vocal parts. If you're an alto, you can sing along with Brooke. If you're a soprano, sing along with Heidi. If you're a male voice, you sing along with me. So you heard how it goes. Now we can do it together.
And the Lord of Lords, He is one.
Would you please stand as we pray? Almighty Father, we thank you for feeding us with the holy food of the body and blood of your Son, and for uniting us through him in the fellowship of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for raising up among us faithful servants for the ministry of your word and sacraments. We pray that Sean may be to us a godly example in word and action, in love and patience, and in holiness of life. Grant that we, with him, may serve you now and always rejoice in your glory. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord, from this time forth forevermore. The blessing, mercy, and grace of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Let us go into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
fire without a spark. This gun's for hire, even if we're just dancing in the dark. Messages keep getting clearer. Radio's on and I'm moving round the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face. And I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know that it can't start a fire. It can't start a fire without. Stay hungry. Hey, baby.